This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis-based Monsanto has agreed to a $66 billion takeover by a German company. The deal with Bayer follows a trend in the agricultural industry, with at least two other large mergers still pending. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt discussed some of the implications of the agreement with equity analyst Matt Arnold, who follows Monsanto for St. Louis-based Edward Jones.
Surprised that an agreement was reached between Monsanto and Bayer. We thought that it would take a significantly higher price to attract Monsanto to actually accept.
Are there any signs out there as to why it went for $128 a share when we were expecting something higher?
Well, at the end of the day, Monsanto's board has a duty to shareholders, and this was a significant premium being offered relative to where the stock was before. So ultimately, that duty had to be fulfilled and likely put pressure on management and the board to accept the deal.
How tough will it be to gain regulatory approval?
The market is pricing Monsanto shares as if it's a flip of the coin whether or not it receives regulatory approval. There's going to be political pressure. We've already seen some headlines around that. There's farmer pushback and plenty of powerful farmer lobby groups that would likely oppose this. So it's going to be a tough process, in our opinion, and it's very difficult to call which way it goes.
Is the main theme behind opposition just a lack of competition with another merger in the sector?
Sure. And keep in mind, at the end of the day, we're talking about the global food supply and, the innovation that ultimately feeds a growing population. There will certainly be concern among regulators whether or not one less competitor is going to have some type of impact on it. Monsanto and Bayer make a compelling case that they'll have a superior R&D capability after this merger is completed, and I can easily see why, but nonetheless, the concerns are going to have to be carefully addressed.
Do these companies complement each other?
Regulatory concerns aside, we think these companies are a terrific fit. Monsanto is best in class at developing seeds and traits, and Bayer is best in class on the chemical side. So combining the two, you have not only increased yield, but durability of said yield on the Bayer side. So it's a very, very good fit. It's just whether or not it's too good of a fit from a regulatory standpoint.
What's your assessment of the breakup fee that's included in the deal?
Doesn't surprise us at all. I think you have to compensate Monsanto shareholders for the risk they're taking here. If this deal is blocked, we're talking about over a year where there's potential disruption in the business and potential loss of key talent as people worry about what their fate is. So you have to compensate Monsanto adequately for that. And $2 billion sounds like a lot, but to some extent, you could argue that it could have even been more.
Considering the merger trend in the agricultural sector, did these companies realize they just had to tie up with somebody and this seemed like the best fit? Is that the bottom line here?
We didn't think Monsanto had to tie up with someone. They have a very rich R&D pipeline that would have driven their growth for the years to come. At the same time, their vision has been to create an integrated company that has best-in-class both chemistry and biology capabilities. They had that vision and were even willing to be a seller in order to achieve that vision. From here going forward, it's just going to be regulatory milestones and how fast and how effectively we go past each of them.
That's St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt talking with Edward Jones equity analyst Matt Arnold about Bayer's deal to take over Monsanto.